in John chapter 13, and Sam's going to bring that to us.
Yeah, so we're looking at John chapter 13, which can be found on page 1081 of the Pew Bibles, starting at verse 1. Jesus washes his disciples' feet. It was just before the Passover feast. Jesus knew that the time had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he now showed them the full extent of his love. The evening meal was being served, and the devil had already prompted Judas Iscariot, son of Simon, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel round his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus replied, "You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand." "No," said Peter, "you shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me." "Then, Lord," Simon Peter replied, "not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well." Jesus answered, "A person who has had a bath needs only to wash his feet. His whole body is clean. Are you clean, though not every one of you?" For he knew he was going to betray him, and that was why he said not everyone was clean. When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. "Do you understand what I have done for you?" he asked them. "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. I tell you the truth, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks, Sam. Now, if I was to ask you a question this morning, what does it mean to you to belong to St. Giles? What does it mean to you to be a member of this community? I imagine that I would get, well, I actually don't have to imagine, because that's been part of my conversation as I've met with people over these last few months. And there's lots of different answers to that question. Lots of different things that are important to people. But I wonder, as you go away today, what is it that enables you to feel I am part of this community? And there are lots of different ways that we could answer that question. But over the next 3 weeks, I would love us to focus on three key things: being known, serving, and giving. Being known, serving, and giving. And today, we're going to look at serving. Now, before we think very practically, and we are going to get practical this morning, we need to look at the Word of God. Because key to our community here, key to being part of St. Giles, is that we're not simply following good ideas that Joanna comes up with. We're all very glad about that. We're not just simply going with what the wardens have decided this week, although they come up with very good ideas. We want to look to the Bible. We want to look to the Word of God. What are the key things that we are learning as a community about God? What are the things he's wanting to teach us? How do we listen together to what it means to be his church, to be his body? So we turn to that description that we just had of Jesus washing his disciples' feet. Here we are in the upstairs room. Jesus has gathered his disciples to share a meal with them just before he is crucified. Now, there is lots and lots of layers of meaning in this amazing passage. But at its most basic, simple level, Jesus is meeting a need. Jesus is meeting a need. There was a need for the disciples to have their feet washed. As you will know, at the time, most people, if they had shoes, would have been open sandals, and the roads that they walked on would have been very dusty, very dirty, animal feces, human waste. That's what they're walking through. And they wouldn't have had the amazing street cleaners that West Bridgeford has. That was one of my surprises, that every morning, very early, the street sweeper comes past our house, which is probably partly where we live. But also, there is a lot of street cleaning that happens in West Bridgeford. That wouldn't have been the case. The streets are dirty. And they would have picked up an awful lot of dirt and mess. We also know that when they sat to eat, quite often they would sit together on the floor or they would sit reclining. And so your neighbor's feet would have been very close to your food. Okay, I've painted too graphic a picture, I'm sorry, on a Sunday morning. But you can see the need. There was a very practical need for feet to be washed. And so when you arrived for a meal at a place, someone would do the foot washing. And it has to be said, it wasn't the job people wanted, so it was the lowest of the low. Even amongst the slaves, it was the one who'd come in last into the household, or the youngest, or the one who'd annoyed everybody that week. They were the people that got to do the foot washing. And for whatever reason, the disciples had not had their feet washed. There was a need. And Jesus met that need. He wanted his disciples to be able to hear his words and not be distracted by dirty feet. Jesus kneels. He takes the least important job and kneels and begins to wash their feet. As well as meeting a need, Jesus was also demonstrating in this act of service the depths to which he was willing to stoop to show his love for his people. His disciples didn't understand, and he says, you won't understand until this all takes place. But in many ways, he's acting out this picture of what was to come. As he takes his garments off in order to kneel and wash their feet, take the dirt and the mess that they've picked up. So just a day later, he who through all things were made would stoop and be stripped and crucified to take the dirt and the mess on himself. He would deal with the mess that individuals had made and that we've picked up simply by walking through a broken world. Jesus would demonstrate his immense love for each of us. Jesus was meeting a need. Jesus was demonstrating his love. And thirdly, Jesus was giving an example of how to relate to one another, not lording it over each other. For they were in the midst of a society that was very, very focused on what strata of society you came from. Whether that was the Romans who were in occupying the land, or whether it was within the Jewish community, where there was a real concern of who was in and who was out, who was clean and who was not. And Jesus breaks through all of that. He who could have taken the most important seat kneels and serves his disciples. Now, we could spend a huge amount of time thinking about his interaction with Peter in the midst of that, and I'll save that for another day. But the thing about Peter is that he's always 100%. And first of all, he's like, no, you can't. I can't let you, the Lord, the one I'm following, wash my feet. And then when Jesus says, but if I don't, you can't be part of me. Peter then turns and says, well, all of me, wash every part of me. I just love him. He's great. He's all in. And Jesus says, no, but you do need to let me wash your feet. And sometimes it's hard to let other people serve us as much as it is to serve. And Peter needed to receive from Jesus. Jesus was setting an example of serving and of receiving. And that would have been an amazing witness that this community that Jesus was forming of followers who loved him, their priorities were different. It wasn't about which social strata you came from. All were welcome, and all were loved, and all were called to serve one another. Jesus responded to a need. Jesus demonstrated his immense love for us. And Jesus gave us an example to serve one another. Now, here at St. Giles, there are an amazing number of people doing an amazing amount of things, serving. Things that we see and things that we don't see behind the scenes. Now, I, for one, am quite glad that there isn't a need for foot washing in St. Giles. I'm not very good at washing feet. And the truth is, there isn't a huge need for foot washing because the majority of us have walked in with shoes. And we have access to water. It's not the same across the whole world, but here, it's not a need. But Jesus was asking us to serve one another. And so the challenge is to work out, well, what are the needs? And where can I serve in such a way that we witness to the community outside in the way that we serve? In such a way that we enable each other to be able to feel a part of the community, to hear the word of God and not be distracted, whatever that might be. People are using their gifts, from cleaning the building to making a cup of tea, being on the welcome team to helping in our children's groups, being on the tech team or adding up figures week by week. The list goes on. It may be helping on a Sunday to enable Sundays to function, or it may be during the week when we welcome bit by bit to help St. Giles be that place where people can be equipped to go out into the world to serve others. Now, you might say to me, surely you are talking about these things in the wrong order. You said at the beginning you were going to talk about being known and serving and giving. Well, the truth is we could talk about them in any order. But sometimes we wait until we feel like everybody knows us and they know all our gifts and they know what we're good at and they know specifically to come and ask us to do something. Then we might serve. But the truth is that that might take a very long time. And we are sitting there with gifts and talents that we can use to serve. And it's often in serving and being part of those teams that we get to know others and are known. Often it's stepping out and serving that we find out more about who we are, who God is, and the community that we're part of. Now, I'm going to ask you to do some work this morning, because as you came in this morning, you were all given a little piece of paper with some questions on it. And if you missed it, then Catherine and Wendy are circling, and they have a piece of paper. And if you are thinking, I haven't got a pen, then don't worry. They also have pens. We provide all things. And I'm going to give you a couple of minutes. Now, let me just talk through this form for you, okay? We all love forms. It's really short. And the first question is, where am I serving? Now, this is partly for me, because as I've tried to get to know people, I know some people and all that they do, but there are also lots of people beavering away doing lots of jobs that I don't know. And I would love to know who is doing what. And things that you are serving the church in ways, it'd be lovely for me to discover that. And then the second question says, how would you like to serve? Now, it may be that you're serving in just the ways you want to, and you can just put ditto or as I'm doing. But it may be that actually, over the last couple of years, especially in the vacancy, you picked up jobs that you are thinking, I would love to be stopping doing that service, and I'd love to be doing this one. Or maybe you have a gift or a talent that nobody knows, and you think, I'm not sure there's a space for that. Put it down. It may be that you aren't serving in any way yet, and you're thinking, they don't need people. I see these teams and they're all full. None of our teams are full. So put down where you would like. It might be that you think, I don't know, but I'd love to serve. I'd love to serve and I've got time in the week. Now, then there are two other little questions. I'll tell you why they're on. One, if you're sitting thinking, this is the first time I've ever come to St. Giles, or maybe you're new and you've come over the last few months or even the last year, and you'd love to know more about what happens at St. Giles and possibilities to serve, and you'd love to come for a welcome lunch, you can tick that box. And we will be welcoming and we'll be in touch to say when that is so that we can share more. Or it may be that you're sitting thinking, this whole community is about this person called Jesus, and I don't know really who he is. And I'd love the chance to ask those questions. Well, then the Alpha course is for you, and there's the opportunity to tick that box. And you might find it easier to tick the box and then have a conversation rather than have to walk up to somebody on a Sunday morning and ask them. I'm also aware that for some people, you are sitting there thinking, I would love to serve, but my circumstances, maybe my health, or the people that I am caring for at this moment, or the job that I do, just mean I can't. And that's okay. There are times when we are called to receive, like Peter, and that can be challenging. But that's okay. Because actually being here and being a part of the community and smiling at the person who sits next to you and praying for the community are all parts in which we play our part too. So you could just write, I'm serving away where God has put me. Right, I'm going to shut up for 2 minutes so you can finish your forms. Now, I know that that was nowhere near long enough for some of you who serve in so many ways that actually you need to turn the paper over and fill the whole of the back with your list of things that you do. Thank you. There is a basket at the front, and in a few moments when we sing, if you want to put your sheet in that basket, that would be fantastic. It's part of our worship as we offer these things to God. If you want to wait till you're coming up for communion, you can put it in then as you come for communion. But thank you. If actually you really struggled, but you'd love to talk to me, then talk to me after the service. We'd love to hear more. Thank you. Now, the thing about this serving is that we don't serve to gain God's favour. We don't serve to earn a reward. We don't serve to try and get in with God. Because the truth is, he has already demonstrated, as Jesus knelt and washed his disciples' feet, as he enacted what was going to happen the next day in an even greater way as he was crucified for us, he demonstrated his great love for us and gave us the gift of eternal life. And so it's right that this morning, as we talk about serving, we celebrate with bread and wine together and give thanks for his great love for us. We serve out of a response to his love for us, not to earn his favor. He loves us with a deep, unending love. And so we serve in response to that. We serve as a witness to the world that we serve one another. We surprise the world in often how we serve. We are a community of people, a community of servants following a servant king. And being part of that is discovering the gifts and the skills that we have that God has called us to use. In his letter to the Corinthian church, St. Paul uses the example of a body where all the different parts of the body are needed for that body to work. And one of the challenges in a place like St. Giles is that people can think, well, everybody else does the stuff and I'll come because I'm not really needed or important. And the key is that each one of us has a really important part to play in the life of the community that God calls us to be part of as servants of the servant king. We're going to stand together and we're going to sing that song firstly, "Open the Eyes of My Heart, Lord," as we see all that God has done for us. And that longing to share that love with others. Let's sing.